Yet.
No. And also, no candid camera. We're getting there. I got a list for tonight. A topics list.
Topics.
Yeah.
For discussion.
For discussion. Yeah, I do. I did it. I did homework. These beach day episodes.
You've always been such a good student.
Thanks. I passed my classes. I got my degrees.
I got some too.
Look at you. So.
Welcome back to Tales from the Ship. I'm Captain Dan.
I'm First Mate Steph.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, crew. Another beach day episode. First Mate Steph and I. Just talking cruise stuff. But first, news. And not like Helm Report news. Like news from us. We hit 200 downloads.
Yeah, we are at 223 downloads currently.
We hit a new continent.
We did. We made it all the way across the pond to England.
And France, briefly.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a bot, but England definitely wasn't. I appreciate whoever you are. You have downloaded all of our episodes.
Yes, we might have our first fan.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Someone listened to all our shit. If you're the person that listened to all our shit over in the UK, reach out. Comment somewhere. Spotify, Apple Music, or on the Instagram.
Instagram, Facebook. There's a Facebook group. There's Instagram. Both of them are at Tales from the Ship Podcast. I tagged it in our latest episode, too. I should have been doing that the whole time. But, that was pretty exciting to... I checked it one night, and it was 200. And I checked it the next day, and it was 219. And I was like, what the hell happened overnight? And I was like, oh, shit. England joined the chat. I was pretty excited for that. Because, like, we've had one in Toronto and one in Calgary. But... nothing significant. So to see somebody overseas, you know, hopefully it's somebody who might be preparing for a cruise. I mean, there's a lot of cruises that go out of like Portsmouth and stuff. So,
Portsmouth. Is that in like Virginia?
No, it's in England.
Oh,
they have cruises too.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's currently where
England has cruises. It's an island nation.
That's currently where the Brilliant Lady is.
Oh man, a Virgin cruise. Yeah. Sir Richard's voyage out of the motherland.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking sick.
It would. But yeah, so we have made it across the pond, and that was pretty exciting. I'm really excited for that. I'm excited for 223 downloads. So, hoping that we can keep bumping those numbers up.
Those are still rookie numbers.
They are rookie numbers.
You got to pump up those numbers.
You know, it's not too awful for having 19 episodes published. It's 10 of, almost 10 of each. This will be 20, so it'll be 10 of each one.
Listen, we're awesome. We're doing great.
We're doing it, man.
We're talking about cruises.
Dude, I love talking about cruises.
With sailors.
We are talking about cruises with sailors. Speaking of that, we're going to be doing that very soon. So we have...
on the Disney Dream.
A bunch of freaking trips finally coming up. August has been so busy with bachelor parties and weddings and shit that we weren't able to get on anything. But we are fixing that. Yeah,
fucking friends inviting us to stuff that isn't at sea.
Yeah, so September 12th through the 15th, we are doing the Disney Dream. So we will be on there and recording. I know that I have talked to a few people on the Facebook like ship group. They're all really excited. It's a group of 10, I think 10 travel agents. I think 10 in total was the one group that hit me up. So really looking forward to meeting all of them. And then...
Yeah. Networking, I mean, baby. Yeah.
And then one of them actually does her own podcast, too. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but she does her own podcast, too. Ooh. It's not on the ship, but she does her own podcast.
That's okay. It's even more convenient.
Yeah.
That means we can collab.
Yep. So, and then September 27th, we are going to be on a week-long cruise, which we have not done in a long long time.
Long time coming.
It's, I mean, this one really has been. We booked it in 2023. But we are going to be on the MSC World America on June 27th, so we will be recording on
2023.
There.
2023. I think our last week-long cruise was before we booked this one.
I think it was the one that we were on when we booked it.
We booked this one, I think, when we were on the seaside.
Yeah, I think that was a week long. No, 5 days, maybe?
Four or 5 days.
Okay. Oh, no. We haven't been on a week for a while. See how I feel about them. Then we're going to kind of mix things up a little bit. So we're going to do a, what do we call it? Road show? Wasn't on there with the...
A road show? No, we're gonna do. I don't.
We called it something when we were at the RV place.
Land cruise.
Land cruise. Yes. So
land cruise.
We are going to be at the Margaritaville.
Camp Margaritaville.
Camp Margaritaville
in Auburndale, Florida.
In Auburndale, Florida, November 6th through the, I think it's the 8th or the 9th. I don't remember how days work. We're going to be there for the Giant Recreation World Camping Club Customer Appreciation and going to be doing some rally shows there. Yeah, the rally. Really excited for that. That'll be our first one. And we're going to do some recording there and hopefully talk to some people about land cruising because it's different. But
land cruising. And also, I mean, we'll also have the opportunity to probably talk to some people about sea cruising as well.
I mean, yeah. I know that there are some people there that also podcast from when we were doing our volunteer time at Giant Recreation World. And then as for everything we have planned, then December 4th, we will be on the MSC Seashore for a little Thursday through Sunday cruise. And again, recording there. I think that, I mean, we're going with your dad and stepmom.
Maybe your dad.
Maybe my dad and our best friend.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's all up in the air right now for those two, but at least your dad and stepmom. So, you know, I'll have them. We can get them on board. And then we're looking at a January cruise and then March for my 35th birthday. So if you're going to be on any of those and you happen to listen to us, which is a slim pickings. You know, please reach out. I'm also going to go get active in the Facebook groups for both of them, get my invites for the Disney one and get the notice out there.
Or if you know anybody going to be on any of those voyages, or if you know anybody who knows anybody who's going to be on those voyages.
Yeah. I think the
up to 6 degrees of separation, we will accept.
Ooh, we can find Kevin Bacon.
Can you get us Kevin Bacon?
I wonder.
I don't. Kevin Bacon doesn't seem like a cruise kind of guy.
No.
He seems like a I own an island kind of guy or some shit like that.
Yeah. So we're going to be on all of those. And then like I said, I think January and March. Those are still very undecided, so
We ain't got time for undecided news.
No.
Any other news? Enough of the news. Let's get on to the subject.
Yeah. So I was trying to think, like, you know, what do I use every day? Every day at work and in my own life. And it's AI, right? So.
Oh, I was thinking middle fingers.
Oh, I do that too. but no, I use AI a lot and everybody uses AI a lot. I think it's the hot new thing, man. It's like a T9 calculator.
Ever since I graduated college, I only use AI to generate cartoons and drawings, tattoo ideas.
Not me.
Just art. Is it really art if AI did it?
No, it's not. And I say this as somebody who uses AI to make all of our art. It's not. And I would love to pay somebody, but I don't have that kind of money and I need it now immediately. So it is what it is. So I was like, everybody uses AI. Okay. Most people use AI and people you know, when you're new to cruising, right, you're like, oh, I don't know. I could go onto these cruise forums and I could do this and I could do that. Or
I could do the lazy thing and hashtag AI. AI is the new Google.
Yeah. So, which like.
Hell, Google has their own AI they hit you with when you search now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I took the top three that I could think of because I don't use Apple products really. So I couldn't ask Siri, but I went on Copilot, Gemini, and ChatGPT. Gave the same prompt. Give me your best top five tips for brand new cruisers, right?
Top five.
And I just, like, I wrote them all down. And just kind of, you know, I'm going to talk about them. We're going to talk about them. I'm going to mention them. We're going to agree or disagree. Thumbs up, thumbs down. On, like, how we feel about them, right? That's kind of what I'm feeling for tonight. Tonight, whatever. So.
Let's do it.
Our AI top five.
Let's get to it.
We're going
to
start with Copilot. All
right.
Because I use Copilot probably the most. But, so, Copilot's top five tips. Number one, pack smart, not heavy. So, pack your essentials first, your passports, your medicine, and your chargers, etc.
Thumbs down.
I mean, it's not...
I mean, yeah, pack smart, but that not heavy thing...
Yeah, that was a weird one.
You're on a cruise, like, it is possible to overpack, but there's no... There's not really a baggage limit on a cruise.
There is. It's hard to reach, but people more likely are going to find that if they're flying in, which a lot of people are, that's where their baggage limit will be.
Yeah, I got to remember. People fly to go on cruises.
People do, yeah. Just because we live here doesn't mean everybody does. It feels like it sometimes. So.
Shout out to people who fly places to go on. you got on a plane to get on a boat. That's fucking dedication.
So pack your essentials first, all of that. So like... I agree with this, but your essentials should be packed in your carry-on bag, like carry-on to the boat bag, personally. And then cruise-specific extras. So I know we've talked about magnetic door hook or, like, wall hooks before. Anything like that. Like, if you're going to try and have a, like, a power cord to be able to plug multiple things in, make sure that you do the research on what your cruise line will allow you to have. A lot of them won't let you have surge protection. And then... dress code specific clothing. So this is like if you have a themed cruise or you're on a there's like themed nights, like our Disney cruise has Pirate Night and Halloween Night. So you know, it's make sure that you have those clothing. So pack smart for that. So like I agree. I think that Copilot just worded it funny. So, like, I'm going to give that one, like, a thumbs up because, like, you want to make sure you remember everything. You know, MSC does White Knight, stuff like that. You want to remember that. So, pack smart. I'm going to give a thumbs up. Explore the ship early is number two. So, scope out hidden gems on embarkation day. Snap photos of deck maps so that you don't have to constantly look for them.
Yes, in these days of being connected all the time, including on a disconnected vacation, that is one benefit. Go to the nearest place, get a picture of the ship map so you know where you're going, so you don't have to stop at the ship map that's on every floor next to every elevator.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Or don't. Sometimes it's fun to just wing it.
Yeah. Explore the ship early, like, scope out the hidden gems, like, yeah. But I feel like most people, before you go on a cruise, I don't know a single person who doesn't do this, they go watch...
Go watch the reviews. The Hard Travel complete ship Hard Travel, breakdown.
You know, Jay or any.
Shout out to Hard Travel.
Any of those. You go watch the ship breakdown. You go watch the videos of them walking around. You like get on board and you're like, oh, I remember watching them do this, da da da. So, like, I think, like, yeah, explore the ship early. And by early, I mean before you get on it.
Yeah.
By watching those videos. So, like, this one, like, flatline. I don't know. It's not a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Like,
unnecessary.
Yeah, I think that it just comes with the territory, like, oh, I can explore it early or I can just explore it by walking around.
Oh my god, can you imagine getting on a ship and just like raw dog the experience? Just like don't look anything up about the ship beforehand.
So I haven't watched. I haven't watched anything about the Disney Dream.
Really? You haven't?
I mean, my father has probably put it on, but I have not paid attention.
So, you don't know anything about the ship?
No.
Nothing?
No.
How do you know less about the ship than I know about the ship?
Because you pay attention when my dad puts on the videos. I know that there's a water slide that I'm not going to get on because I'm afraid of water slides. Anyways, I digress. The look on your face right now. Number three, don't just stick to the buffet. Try the main dining rooms and specialty restaurants. This is a super big thumbs up. Like,
yeah, huge, right? Don't just stick.
Well, so like, yeah, do it for dinner.
You got gourmet dining, gourmet full service dining available for free every night, and you know, specialty restaurants cost a little bit more, but like. Why would you stick to
buffet? You know that breakfast, I prefer to go to the dining room for breakfast because I think the food is generally better.
Yeah.
I'm not a buffet person. I like Virgin's version of a buffet.
Yeah.
Right? Because it kind of breaks it up a bit. But like to go on most cruise lines at 8:30 in the morning to try and get breakfast from the buffet is a madhouse. So, like, no thanks. That's not for me, dog. No. So, like, absolutely. Try the specialty restaurants. I'm Diamond on MSC, so we know that we get the free one. But every time, dude. Well, not on the World of America, we're probably not. But
am I still not Diamond?
No.
Fuck.
No, they gave me all the points for the ring. I don't know. I tried to fight it. And it takes like 4 to 6 weeks for them to answer you in an email. So,
man, it's hard to imagine why Stephanie's favorite cruise line is MSC. They keep giving her all my fucking points.
It's okay. The December one, I booked you first, so you should get all the points. You're really close, though. It doesn't matter because we don't get two dinners, but we go to the steakhouse because their steakhouse is fire. And then we
go to the steakhouse.
We pay for Ola Tacos
every time. The steakhouse.
Hey, listen, not on the World America. We're not gonna do it there. We're gonna go to Italy. Italy is the name of the restaurant. Italy. It makes me laugh.
Italy.
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 Because that's the one thing I never understood why it wasn't on there was why doesn't the Italian ship have an Italian restaurant? But
they got a seafood fusion restaurant.
They have a yeah, they do. I wish their seafood wasn't so seafoody, but oh well. Anyways, so number three,
seafood in my seafood.
Number three, so don't just stick to the buffet. Absolutely, thumbs up. Number four, plan excursions wisely. So. This is one I feel very strongly on. So, plan it wisely. And by that, if you're a first-time cruiser, first, second time, go for ship sponsored, right? Because, like, if you're not used to making sure you're back on time and maybe you haven't really traveled to other countries, because even though, yeah, you're going to cruise ports and you're on a cruise ship or whatever, you're still going to another country. Mm-hmm. And the cultures are very different and things are different. And so if you book through like the cruise line, you will in fact get your if you're running late, they will wait for you, right? But if you're on your own and you went and booked an independent one, mm-hmm. and they're running late, that boat's leaving without you.
Well, yeah, the ship's not going to leave their people behind.
Correct. So 100%, if you're new to cruising, book through the cruise line. I am not new to cruising and I still prefer to book through the cruise lines if we're going to do an excursions. We rarely do. But if we're going to, that's my preferred. So like big thumbs up to like plan your excursions wisely. Like yeah.
Play it safe.
Play it safe.
You're already on an adventure. You don't need to get too wild with it.
Right.
Unless you want to be like Captain Dan, then Fuck that. Wing it.
And then number five.
Have your passport with you in case you miss the boat so you can get home.
Yeah, but you also don't want to carry your passport with you.
Well, no, not really.
No, that's the thing is, like, you don't want to take your passport into, you know, these countries that you're unaware of, or, you know, let's say you're going to climb waterfalls. You don't want your passport with you for that. So I just.
Yeah.
Just don't. Stick to ship sponsored. Anyways. So number five, the final one for co-pilot, is say yes to the unexpected. Do the trivia nights, do the silent disco, lean into the quirky charms. You'll meet friends and you might even win like some really shitty champagne. And then you can walk around the boat dressed up to the nines with a bottle of champagne and have a blast, which is, I mean, it's our best friend's favorite thing to do, is to get his bottle of cheap champagne, walk around the boat, no matter how many unlimited drink packages he might have had, you know, drinks he might have had from his drink package. That's what he likes to do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I love trivia night. I love trivia. I love trivia on Virgin because there's actual prizes. I love walking into MSC's atrium when they're doing the silent disco.
Yeah, that's fun to see. It's just three floors of people just dancing with headphones on.
Yeah, so just lean into the quirkiness. You never know. You can meet people. We've met some cool people doing random stuff like that. So,
yeah, party like you're on a boat.
Yeah, I mean, you probably will never see these people again. Probably. If you live around here, you might see them again.
Yeah, or if you're super cool.
Yeah, I mean, you make a point to be as visually obnoxious without being a problem on the first night, so then people will remember you throughout the cruise.
Yeah, I try to draw as much attention as I can because I want to meet people.
Yeah.
I'm a very social creature.
Yeah.
And that's my whole vibe.
Yeah.
But I do that on land, too.
That's fair. I mean, I'm...
You are antisocial.
I'm antisocial, but I have...
Stranger danger. I don't like people. You got that millennial condition.
But I do, you know, I do have brightly colored hair and I'm covered in tattoos, so...
Yeah, which does attract other people with hair and tattoos.
It does.
Kind of people.
So as co-pilot, just quick rundown. Co-pilot said, pack smart, explore the ship early. Don't just stick to the buffet. Plan excursions wisely and say yes to the unexpected. So I agree with most of that.
So we give co-pilot a 4 out of 5?
Yeah.
Four out of five blasts on the wah.
Yeah. Yeah, 4 out of 5. Blast on the wah.
I still haven't set up my ship horn button.
Yeah.
On the mixer.
You're gonna do that tomorrow.
Am I?
Yep.
I have to go to a high school open house tomorrow.
You're gonna do that Thursday. So now we're gonna go Gemini's. Microsoft owns Copilot. Now we're gonna go to Google for Gemini. So theirs was a little bit less detailed. Just kind of. I guess I took the details out, to be fair. They gave a paragraph versus highlights. So, Gemini says, number one, arrive a day early. I generally agree with this. So, if you're
flying in.
If you're flying in or you're making a long, like, drive, absolutely. I am not going to arrive into Miami a day early.
You're not?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm only doing it for Disney because my family wants to. But like the World America, no. We're
driving down in the morning.
Correct. But my dad likes to be on super early. He gets nervous. So we go down a day early. That's fine. Whatever. So
he likes to get on early so we can hit the buffet without being surrounded by idiots.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if you are traveling overseas, make sure, you know, you want to arrive, you want to make sure that your flight is going to land. I always say you leave 2 days early, right? So if you're traveling to, I don't know, like Spain, you're going to go to Barcelona or wherever they get on ships there. And Madrid. I think it's Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Yeah, that. So you want to get there. You want to leave 2 days early because you don't want to have any sort of delays. If you have delays, you want to make sure that you're prepared. You don't want to miss your flight.
You might get delayed at the airport with your American passport trying to get into other countries these days.
Yeah, well, so that's number one, arrive a day early, or two. Number two is pack a carry-on with essentials. So this is kind of what I was saying with the one earlier, is like, have a bag that you can bring when you drop your bags off with porters that has anything that you might need to survive through that evening. So if you have medication that you have to take at 2 p.m., you better have it with you.
Universal vacation go bag.
Yeah. Like,
all your shit you need to survive should be on your person.
Your documents, documents including your cruise documents, your passport, any medication, sunglasses, a bathing suit.
An extra pair of underwear.
Like, just be prepared. So, thoroughly, both of those, number one, number two, big thumbs up. Agree with that. Number three, understand what is and is not included. So, that's a big one.
What was number one?
Arrive a day early. Big thumbs up to that one. Absolutely. Right. Based on your method of travel, So number three is understand what is and is not included. So that's a big one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Understand what charges you have already paid for and are going to pay for.
Correct. Yeah. So you want to make sure that you know an MSC, for example. Like, I can speak to the Seashore very strongly. You can have the drink package, but when you go to the chocolate bar, those drinks are not included. Mm-hmm. You need to know that. A lot of the times, if you have to sign for it, you're paying for it.
That's generally
the
hard and fast rule. If you have to pay for it, you will have to sign for it.
Yep.
That's a good way to know that you're paying for something. If you're signing for it, you're paying for it.
Yep. You can also check your folio on most of their apps and on their TVs. It'll tell you what your charges are. You will have a daily room fee, or like service fee, charge, tips, whatever you want to call it.
Gratuities
On almost every cruise line except for Virgin that I can think of. So you do have the option to pay those ahead of time. So our Disney one, we paid ahead of time, and so when we get on, we don't have to pay anything. We don't have to buy a damn thing. I can't gamble because there's no casino, so that is just know what is and isn't included. If you have a travel agent, you ask them. They should be able to tell you. You know, these are the things that are included. These are not. Especially restaurants are not going to be included. These, everything will have a price.
Even if you have a drink package, if you are docked, you will be paying a little bit for your drinks.
If you are in the States, yeah.
Is that only in the States?
That's only in the States.
Oh. So day one, before you set sail, if you have a drink package, if you go hard before you leave port,
you might see some.
You're going to see a few dollars of charges for taxes.
Yeah, just taxes on the drinks. You're not paying for the drinks. You're just paying for the taxes. Yeah. You'll also want to know things like when it comes to your drink packages, right? So like Carnival, the thing that I just learned, because we don't sell Carnival very often. But if you have their drink package, which has a 15 drink limit per day, alcoholic drinks, and you go to their private island,
mm-hmm.
One, your drink package does not work there, which, okay.
That's butt.
But two, if you buy 5 drinks on the island and you have already bought 5 drinks on the boat before you got off on the island, you have 5 left for the day. So you paid for the drinks on the island, but it still goes against your 15-day limit or 15 max limit, drink limit per day. So, you know, those are the kind of things that you want to know so that you don't go onto the island thinking, oh, I don't have to pay for these drinks and blah, blah, blah. But, like, you do. And I know MSC's works on their private island. I think Norwegian's does. Maybe Royal. But... Talk to your travel agent if you have one. If you don't have one, get one. That's probably my number one tip. Number four, put your phone in airplane mode. That is, you can rack up hella charges if you don't do that. If you're sailing international waters and it's trying to ping towers and it's in roaming and all of that, like, put your phone in airplane mode. Most of these places, most of the boats have Wi-Fi that you can connect an intranet-wise for free to, like, see menus and use their app. Their app will work on it. Or you can just buy the Wi-Fi package. Like, I always have the Wi-Fi package because of the child. So, but, like, yeah. You put your phone in airplane mode, or else you might think, oh, I did great, I didn't spend any money on this cruise, and then your next cell phone bill comes in and holy shit, you sure did.
Put your phone in ship mode.
Yeah. And then finally, number five for them, book popular activities and excursions in advance or early. So this is really big. So Disney, like the Disney cruise, I think was
the... Book that shit before you get on the cruise.
Yeah. So, but like, you also want to know things like on Disney, I think it was 30 days out based on, cause they're different tiers, right? But like, we are just regular plain old people. We don't have any VIPs or anything. 30 days out at midnight, that shit opens up and people are up at midnight booking their meet the Disney princesses, and that shit sells out and that's free, but you have to book your spot. Virgin is 45 days out. This apparently is supposed to be better now because they just updated their app, and I talked about that this week in the weekly Helm report, but they just updated their app, and but 45 days out at midnight, people are up and they're grabbing them dinner reservations. And I mean, they open up more once you get on the Wi-Fi, which you can do from the terminal, but I mean, you've seen me try and get us dinner reservations.
Yeah.
And it sucks sometimes. So definitely book it in advance if you can. Shore excursions, like, you can book them on the boat. I think if there's one in particular that you're like, I want to swim with the dolphins or dance with the monkeys or whatever the hell, that, book it. Book it, because if it's something that's popular, it's going to get grabbed. Or like cabanas. You want a cabana on whatever private island, you got to book it as quickly as possible. Because they're probably not going to be open once you get on the boat. But,
none of the good ones anyway.
Yeah.
You might get that shitty cabana at the end of the row, or the one that's right next to the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Which, not the worst thing in the world, but.
So just like to recap Gemini. So arrive a day early. Pack a carry-on with essentials. Understand what is important, what is included and what is not included. Put your phone in airplane mode and book popular activities and excursions in advance. I personally agree with all of these. Like, 5 out of 5.
Slow straight one over the plate from Gemini.
Yeah.
Thanks, Google.
Yeah, Google did a great job. Not that you did awful, Microsoft. I just agreed with Google more. And then finally, ChatGPT, which I don't really know who owns.
The GOAT. The OG. OpenAI owns ChatGPT.
Yeah, thank you. Theirs are very similar, so I don't have to go too far into them.
Or owned. I don't know. They might have been bought by now.
They haven't. Now that you say OpenAI, they have not been bought. In fact, ChatGPT-5 just came out. So their number one is arrive the day before.
Already been over that one.
Yeah, a lot of chat GPTs we've already been over. Number two is pack a carry-on with essentials. I literally had to make sure when I had researched these that it wasn't just copying Google. Number three, I think this is the only one that's really different. Download the Cruise Lines app.
Yeah, download it ahead of time.
Yes. Cannot stress that enough. Because one, if you wait to download it until after you leave port, then you don't have service and you can't download it. But
yeah, then you got to buy the Wi-Fi to download it.
Yeah. So, download the app. You can.
Yeah, they all have one.
They all have one. You can do your check-in from it. You can review menus. You can book your dining. You can book your excursions. Your all your shit. You can book it all through the app. So, yeah.
Cruise Line's just another thing that you got to get the app for.
Yeah.
Taco Bell, Starbucks.
I literally have one on my phone that just says cruises, and it's got MSC and Disney and Virgin. At least those three are all in there.
Fuck, do I have to download a Disney app now?
You sure do.
God damn it.
So then I had to explore the ship early, which, like, I will say this. So I talked about this on the Weekly Helm Report because it was my tip of the week this week, was, yeah, explore the ship early, but book the spa appointment early too, because there are embarkation day, spa day appointments that are, like, they run discounts on. Or go to the spa seminar on the first day, because we went and I don't think we won anything. There was a big raffle. They had a bunch of raffles.
You talking about the carnival one?
Yeah.
But they were running a special that you...
It was a hell of a deal.
A couples massage for, like, I think it was like $200, and we both got like a 60-minute massage.
I think
75 minutes or something like that. It was a
good deal.
Good price.
Even for land. When you are exploring the ship early, if you're going to do that, go walk through the spa, check out their deals, see if they have any, like, deals on the thermal suite passes. Big fan of thermal suites. Big fan. So, and then their number five is understand what is included. So, like I said, theirs is very similar. So, number one, arrive the day early. Number two, pack a carry-on with essentials. Number three, download the Cruise Line app. Number four, explore the ship early. Number five, understand what's included. Mm-hmm. So, that's easy 5 out of 5, right? Mm-hmm. So, I thought it was interesting to compare them because they all have the availability of the same sources because they all read from the internet. Mm-hmm. And just that they all came up with, like, I think the only one that was with all of them was the, like, pack a carry-on with essentials. And then there was a bunch of similarities, but not the same. And I thought that was cool. I don't know what Siri or Amazon would have told me, or Meta or any of those, but...
Probably the same shit.
Probably the same shit, right. Like, I was like, oh, I'll do
if
three.
If you expanded it to top 10, they'd probably all been exactly the same in different order.
Probably. I just didn't want to do that. So, no. I thought that was cool. That was a fun little thing to look up and check. So, that's my AI top 5 for this episode. That's almost all I had. I had one last bit of news.
Let's go with a little bit of news. Let's go with some stuff for the seasoned cruisers.
Oh.
Because, I mean, those are the people who are probably listening to this show right now.
Possibly. So, like, my tips for the seasoned cruisers?
No. Oh. Just, like, cruise news.
Oh.
A bit of news. Or maybe it's news from us. I don't know. I feel like news is for more people who are, like, in the vibe with cruises.
Oh, well, there's been, I mean, the cruise news lately has been wild, but I talk about that on Sundays on the Weekly Helm Report.
Yeah.
The craziest thing to me, like, I don't know, I'm sure you definitely listened to my episode from yesterday.
I listened to every Helm Report.
I know, because you love me. But...
Yeah, I love us, too.
I
love what we're doing.
There was three people who were getting off a carnival boat in Miami, and they got arrested this past week.
Were they trying to smuggle exotic wildlife?
No. They scammed Winn-Dixie out of $18,000 buying fake gift cards with altered Bolivian credit cards and bought a cruise with it and got caught.
But they got caught getting off the boat.
Yeah, they had probably a hell of a vacation beforehand. I don't know. I don't know what ship they were on, but they went on Carnival.
You know what?
And if they blew 18 grand on a Carnival vacation, like, dude, you probably did it pretty good.
They made a mistake.
You mean the crime, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely didn't mean not getting off the ship in the Bahamas and chartering a private vessel back to the States.
I mean, so two of them are being held by immigration. And then,
wait, were these people citizens?
I don't know. I believe that two of them probably weren't.
Because Bolivian credit cards.
Correct. So.
But yeah, if they had gotten off the boat in like the Bahamas and then found a local charter and been like, hey, I need you to coyote me back to the States.
I mean, yeah, but.
That would have been, oh my God, I want that movie. Cruise heist. They heisted a cruise.
So, but then they got arrested and they were charged with grand theft and not racketeering, but something of the sort.
Larceny?
I don't remember what the
wire fraud is. Sounds like wire fraud.
I don't think it was wire fraud because they didn't wire anything. They used fake.
Yeah, wire fraud doesn't mean you wired something.
Does it mean they did a lot of caffeine beforehand? So
fuck you.
I thought that was pretty interesting. They told everybody it was caffeinated, but it was actually decaf. Wire fraud. Sorry. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty crazy news story from the cruise. But no, what I was going to say is where to find us online. So obviously you can stream this on pretty much all the podcasting apps, sites, whatever.
All of them.
All of them.
Including our host platform, RSS.com.
Yes.
I've listened to it on there once or twice.
Yeah, and so you can listen on there. You can listen on, I mean, I know somebody who listens on Pocket Casts, Spotify, YouTube, Apple. It's all up there. Amazon. So, but you can also find us for regular updates on Instagram and Facebook, both at Tales from the Ship Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming soon to a theater near you. No, that would be insane. I am actually working.
AMC to the moon, baby.
I am actually working on creating like an Amazon, not storefront, but I think that's what they're called, with all of my essentials. So, reef safe sunscreen. God. Reef safe sunscreen. The like beach tent, stuff like that that we bring, the little things, sun shirts, shit like that.
Just like a one-stop shop for all the stuff on the packing list.
Correct.
Nice.
So I'm working on creating that Amazon storefront so I can have that for everybody. So if you are packing for a cruise and you're like, shit, I don't know what I should bring, go look on that. And that's going to have all of my recommendations based on my cruising and then the people that we talk to. As I talk to more people, gonna add to it. So like my parents are really big into the magnetic hooks, which makes sense, because I probably wouldn't have forgotten my bespoke hat if I had had those. So
yeah, blame the hooks.
It's the hooks' fault, not mine. Yeah. And then video, we're gonna start doing short form video and people are gonna see our precious little faces.
Oh no.
You're not going through a tunnel, you're not breaking up.
No, that's awful. I just cut all my hair off.
Well,
now apparently I look like a thumb.
Listen, we can buy you a wig.
Teenagers are assholes.
Oh God. But yeah, we're gonna start doing short form video.
So still Instagram and Facebook.
still
the same place.
Yeah, but there will be reels and shit. I might try and dive into TikTok, but I feel a certain way about TikTok.
There's like a combination, like square, circle, circle, X. You go to this app and you post it and then you save it and then you repost it here with different captions and then you save it and you repost this in three different places and then you put it into this thing and it chops it up into a bunch of stuff. There's like a whole thing that
I gotta learn that.
You can do for that. But also, we gotta get the camera back because we can do this in video format.
Yeah.
Well, and then you could also find us on YouTube. Well, I mean, the podcast is on YouTube, but you could get like video podcast on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then you could compare, you know, what we look like to what we sound like and be like,
this is disappointing.
Kem Dan, he doesn't sound like a thumb, but
he sure looks like
one. Goddamn, he sure looks like one.
Oh my god. Yeah, so that's coming.
You can see, you know, if our guests resemble their avatars a lot.
They don't.
Some of them do.
Yes, because Ben looks like a seagull in a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I can say that because I don't think he listens to
this. Exactly what he looks like.
And
Chad definitely looked like a friendly robot. And those two drunk mermaids that just, you know, flopped up to the table.
I don't remember if I did mermaids. I don't know. They disappeared. I swear they didn't. They, like, showed up, and then they disappeared. I didn't see them the rest of the cruise. They never answered my email.
I saw them twice.
Oh.
Said hey. And they were both just like,
oh, that's right. You what? Did. We saw them in the casino, and they were very
confused. We were in the elevator with them.
I don't remember that. but, yeah, so... yeah, those are coming soon. So Amazon storefront and short form video is going to be coming up. Also going to work on getting where we can do like video interviews, because we do have a couple people that we've talked to where literally we are missing them on cruises by a sailing. But like he was, this particular guest I have in mind, he worked with the Tom and Dan podcast, and mm-hmm. he is a really big travel agent, so I really want to talk to him.
I mean, listen, we've got the equipment.
I know. I have to do it.
Like, at a minimum, we got cell phones.
Yeah.
You can video on cell phones.
Yeah, so.
We got a camera. We got a couple cameras. We can do it.
Yeah. Just have to.
It's extra editing, but.
Yeah, I just gotta.
I got that.
Gotta make some time. We got a lot coming up between travel and child's birthday and best friend's wedding and stuff, so we're working on it, but those things are coming up. I'm hoping to get the storefront done in the next like 2 weeks or so. I just have to figure out how to use it because it's not super user friendly, and then work on the video. I keep saying that, you know, I want to get it done, so if I put it in here, I have to do it. That's what I'm telling myself, so that's why I said it.
Accountability.
Yeah, my worst nightmare.
There for it.
So that is everything that I really have. I mean, just my general, I guess. Again, I do this every week with the weekly home report, but thanks again to our sponsor, Starboard Sunshine Vacations, where we take the stress and the mess out of your vacation planning. I don't remember what it was. I don't know. I wrote it myself, so. But Starboard and Sunshine Vacations. We're great travel planners, honestly.
They take the mess and the stress out of planning your vacation.
Yeah, that. You're a great spokesperson for them.
I'm great at talking. You're off your game today.
It's been a long month at work.
Yeah.
Long time at work, so. Yeah, so thank you to them for that. Them, me. Thanks to me, I guess. and, yeah, so tune in every Sunday. I record the weekly Helm Report, which is all of our cruise news over, it's generally all the, like the major cruise lines, Carnival, Disney, Royal, Virgin, and Margaritaville this week. I got to tell you about the Margaritaville stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, and Princess and Celebrity and Holland America and hell, even Exploits. It's cruise news. It's the whole industry. Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's every Sunday. And then, obviously, we do this on Wednesdays. We release it, like, midnight on Wednesdays. So, that's all I have for this week.
I mean, I don't really have any. I could add stuff all day long, but I feel like we've rambled on long enough this week.
I agree.
Well then. First Mate Steph.
Captain Dan.
Well done, as always.
Thanks.
Crew. Till next time. Calm seas and clear skies.